With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Two Watford residents are facing more than 100 charges combined after they allegedly stole some checks from a business they worked for in Chatham, Kent, and then used them. CK police say their investigation started March 21st and that the man and woman who were arrested turned themselves in Sunday evening. CK News Today has learned the victim was a business in Orford Township and the two accused persons were employees of the business. A 19-year-old Watford woman and a 23-year-old Watford man are both facing dozens of charges in connection with the case. An investigation is underway into a rail car fire in downtown London last night. The cause is under investigation, but officials say five rail cars caught fire and they were still moving along the track while they were burning. Residents in the area were asked to keep their windows closed because of the smoke, but it wasn't carrying any dangerous goods. Firefighters say the damage could have been a lot worse if the cars had not been disconnected by the train's engineer. More Ford vehicles are being recalled less than a month after about 3,000 small SUVs were called back due to a risk of fires. Transport Canada has recalled Ford Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2021 to 2024 model years, as well as the 2022 Ford Mavericks due to a risk of crash. The recall notice says the engine could stall unexpectedly and not restart. All affected Ford owners will be notified by mail. It's suggested you take the vehicle to a dealership to be fixed. And opening statements are underway at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City. The Associated Press says the former U.S. president faces 34 counts of falsifying business documents to cover up payments to keep his affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels quiet. If he's convicted, he could be sentenced to 4 years in prison. The Leafs are back on the ice tonight for Game 2 of their opening round playoff series against Boston. Toronto could have William Nylander back. He was skating with the team this morning after missing Game 1 with an undisclosed injury. Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs, Edmonton opens up its first round series against the Kings tonight, while the Golden Knights kick off their series against Dallas. The Hurricanes host the Islanders again, up 1-0 on New York. The Blue Jays continue their road trip with a stop in Kansas City. The Tigers are heading to Tampa Bay to take on the Rays. And in the NBA playoffs, Cleveland's taking on Orlando tonight. The Knicks face the 76ers again, and the Lakers are up against the Nuggets. Sunny today and windy with a high of 16 Celsius. Clear tonight, the low dropping to 9 Celsius. Tomorrow, showers to start that should be clearing up a bit in the afternoon and a high of 14. Right now it's 8. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.